Chapter 94. There's an expression that humans use. The meaning got lost in translation. As LP and his friends spent a few more days, Gaia demonstrated details of how some of the languages of other creatures on Earth worked. Gaia also gave them stories from the perspective of animals that resulted in a mind-blowing and heartbreaking experience. Gaia told them that it was extremely challenging to absorb the sheer volume of information being shared by the animal kingdom, including cetaceans, birds, insects, and more. Most of the messages were brief and to the point, much like the languages spoken by certain animals, but others had a sense of history, place, and future for the world that they live in. Many domestic pets were fearful about the coming demise of what they considered to be their housemates. Gaia relayed one story about a dog that came from a puppy mill. It was miserable and continued to gnaw at its legs because it was so anxious about being around so many other dogs, especially those that barked loudly at it. The conditions in the puppy mill were horrendous. Urine and shit were caked on its fur, and it couldn't lick itself without making itself ill. Then one day, a young pair of humans came to the evil man that was running the puppy mill and exchanged paper for the dog. They brought it to its new home, cleaned it, and fed it regularly from that day onwards. They petted all the time and loved it so much. They're gone now, and the dog told Gaia that it was scared about being alone and didn't know how to get its food. There was no one to play with either. It said that it just waits by the door, hoping its roommates would return to the house. A whale told a long story about how its migration paths were part of its heritage. The whales would sing about their future as they made their way to their mating grounds around places like Maui, and would then mourn the loss of their ancestors as they returned to the polar regions. They were fully aware of the islands of human garbage that got in the way of their migrations, and the whale told Gaia that he and many of his friends would try to scoop up the waste, only to have it stick in their bellies and kill many of them. He said that the whales had altered parts of their song to introduce a warning to avoid these dead islands. The whale also relayed the tricks they would play in order to avoid the massive scoops, or trawler nets, of the humans after seeing so many friends being caught in the underwater webs. Gaia told the group about the challenges it faced with translating dolphin communication. They too learned Morse code quickly, but their language was substantially more complex than that of humans because their frequency range was so much more broad. When it cracked the code, Gaia heard many stories about the intense pain generated by human radar equipment and sonars. The dolphins used different words for these human devices, but the point was made that the human tools caused intense agony for them. They would try to swim away as fast as they could, but the sound would always catch them. Many dolphins would throw themselves out of the water just for a few moments' relief from the sounds. The dolphin continued to describe one moment where the intensity of the sound ruptured one of its ear channels, sending it spiraling to the bottom of the ocean, only to be scooped up by a fishing net. It recalled how it was packed into this space with millions of other ocean friends, and when the net broke the surface, it could finally breathe. It was thrown on the deck, and then it managed to flop back into the water while the humans hacked and chopped at what was brought out of the ocean. There was blood and waste everywhere. Most of the sea creatures would soil themselves in panic, but others out of one last effort to spoil what would become human protein. Bats and other night creatures chirped quickly about how giant metal trees that we know of as cell phone towers would emit sounds that made it impossible to find food. For so many years, there was nothing, and now they are everywhere. Many bats went back to their caves, and the abundance of guano and moisture caused a lot of them to die. Gaia also reported that there were billions of stories about the sheer panic of running or trying to escape man-made disasters like forest fires, floods, and earthquakes. Others complained about the abundance of waste that looked like food and filled their bellies, but made them sick and angry. "I'm collecting the stories of different creatures around the world and have called it Animalia," Gaia told the group. Read them at your leisure and discover more about all of the world's creatures.